Well, it's coming right for us, right for us.
Hampton. Alshon.
Dan Hampton.
Guys, I can't take
OB.
It.
It's all about that game.
Ed Obradovich.
Yeah, okay.
Goss.
Hey, what's the question?
Glenn Kozlowski.
Okay, let's move on.
Touchdown, Bears.
An OB show with Kaz, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and ChevyDriveChicago.com on the station with the best Bears coverage, 720 WGN.
Good afternoon, Hamp and OB with Kaz on the air on 720 WGN. We are presented by your local Chevy dealers at ChevyDriveChicago.com. The Bears are going to lose a football game. It was just fourth down. Brian Hoyer trying to pull off a miracle, but an errant throw. The Bears with a huge holding penalty on the drive, and it's 29-23, under a minute to go. The Bears have no timeouts.
Actually, not a bad throw by Hoyer. It was just the fact that nobody was getting open. Although they're going to show Jeffrey complaining about the fact that he was open. Problem is, when you spend all day really not getting open.
Jogging routes.
It's hard for your quarterback to depend on you late in the game. So, Alshon, no show. If you think you're the elite wide receiver that you claim to be, run hard on every route, and maybe, just maybe, he'll look your way.
Yeah, he caught two balls all day, right? And the first one was, I think, the second catch of the day, or second play of the day, rather, and then he disappeared to the end of the third quarter.
Yeah, he got nicked up, some kind of a, I don't know. He went to the sidelines and wanted to be checked out because he caught about an 8-yard pass, and of course they tackled him. Guys, I overarching.
Yes, they did tackle him. You're right. And that's, it's weird.
It's still illegal, isn't it?
No, because he's no-show Jeffrey. Tackling. And he's better than everybody else. You don't tackle him.
Oh, that's right. And when he wants to run a route, throw it to him because you have to, you mentally,
But
he's going to, actually, run the route hard and get open. That'd be amazing. But, guys, in a bigger picture way, this game was, I hate to say, just, I don't know what to tell you. We're watching arena football now in the NFL. Both of these defenses had no answers. And, you can say what you want. Hey, the offense, it looks like, hey, they may have caught some lightning in a bottle here. Hoyer's third straight 300-yard-plus day. Jordan Howard goes for over 100 again. But when it all shakes out at the end, we had 500 yards, but we didn't score enough points. We did not assert ourselves in the red zone. And most importantly, the penalties and mistakes we made, there's not enough yards to cover it up. You cannot expect to win in the NFL against good teams. And this is not a good team that beat us today. This Indianapolis team, they're going to be 3-13. I'm just saying, going up and down the field, I got it. That helps. But it's about scoring points. We didn't score enough because of the mistakes.
All right. Looking at this game today, the Bears, and I'm going to start off by saying they had the second easiest schedule in the National Football League. Okay? We're 1-4. 1-4. Now, where it's going to go from here, I have no idea. You've got Jacksonville coming in to Soldier Field this coming weekend. I don't know what's going to happen. The only thing I don't understand about Fangio and our defense is, it's kind of like there, but it's not there. And one of the things that I don't understand, one of the things I don't is why we don't go after the quarterbacks. Why don't we put pressure? Why don't we blitz? When you play a 3-4 defense, okay, number one, it's confusion. Number two, it's pressure. And number three, it's a slant defense. That basically, that whole first half, I think they might have blitzed one time. The only guy that can beat you for the Indianapolis Colts, they're a terrible football team. The only guy that could beat you is Andrew Luck. You let him sit back there, maneuver around, step up into the pocket, wheel out, instead of going after him with an all blitz out. Take him out. He's the only way you could we could lose that football game. That's the only way if we don't go after Andrew Luck. We let him sit back there, and guess what? I'm telling you, it's mind-boggling. I don't know what these coaches are thinking about on the staff. I have no idea. I thought maybe last week, finally, they were going to get this team prepared to play. Again, I'll say it again. Andrew Luck, all you had to do was go after him, blitz the hell out of him, okay? And we did not the first 30 minutes of this football game.
In spite of that, though, Ed, they still had six sacks, but
it
not
doesn't
enough.
Hold it.
Not
I don't enough. Care about that.
I understand, but let me finish. They did get pressure because Willie Young was a man-child that would stay after it. But you're right.
We got pressure because
time,
they got an offensive line
that's
that
terrible.
Can't right. block the Mickey Mouse gang.
Right, but
that's why.
The point is, though, at crunch time, when you finally take the lead, you let Andrew Luck sit back there comfortable.
You don't let him
and
sit.
And he flushes out. He's finding people down the field. And even on the touchdown, you had man coverage to one side, it looked like, and then it looked like the other safety
exactly.
was playing too deep. So I don't even know if they were in a coverage that was recognizable in the National Football
League. Yeah, I personally got to go back and watch it. But, folks, this was like what I used to call a cloud where they had the safeties in a zone, but Adrian Amos jumped a deep out route and turned the wide receiver loose on the corner in the end zone, which, guess what? That's just a hard play for him to make. He's got the outside third, but then you got to let him, you know, when you got a quarterback like Andrew Luck that's able to make that throw, it's a death throw into the end zone. And if you don't have a safety making a play on it, you're going to stop that 1 out of 10.
Yep. Hey, guys, could we agree on this? The Bears, it doesn't matter. Fine, Hoyer threw this. Everybody did that. The fact of the matter is we lost.
Yep.
Would you guys agree with me? And this will be the third time or fourth time I'm going to say it. How do you let Andrew Luck? He's the only thing they have. They have no running backs. They have no receiver. They got an offensive line, probably the worst offensive line in the National Football League, and you let him sit back there and pound us, and you don't go after him?
Yeah,
what are you thinking about?
And an empty backfield most of that final drive that they ended up ultimately winning the game on, and they went the length of the field, went from about the 15-yard line and went down and scored the touchdown, and it was empty backfield. And I'll tell you, as a high school football coach, you give me an empty backfield, I'm going to light up your quarterback because that means I'm going to send six and you only have five to block. I mean, we're going to get to him before he throws the ball. That's the concept, right? Empty, you send six, one of them's coming free, and they're going to get a nice, clean shot on the quarterback.
Okay, and I understand you're having an issue with Vic Fangio playing vanilla defenses, not blitzing, not forcing.
You bet I do.
Okay, and you know what? This is the guy, Vic Fangio, that has sat there in practice for 2 years watching how these guys either blitz or cover. And hit right now, and I'm just telling you, the proof's in the pudding. He was scared to blitz. He felt like he had a better chance of getting this thing stopped with coverage than with blitzers.
Okay,
and it blew up in his face.
Okay, yeah, right. Yeah. Here's where I take difference with that, Dan. If I'm Fangio, you've got two middle linebackers. Okay, the ones we had before, I mean, they couldn't play dead. These two guys, Trevathan and Freeman, they're quick, they're strong, and you've got those two guys in the middle, and you could have came with so many unbelievable blitzes with a twist between the defensive linemen and shoot them up the middle, shoot off tackle, shoot off guard with those guys, and just keep him contained, and we'd have had luck. We'd have won this football game. That's my interpretation of what happened defensively, offensively. Again, do we ever try to go down the field? When we get into the red zone, what do we try, guys?
No,
one time,
underneath.
One time we went into the end zone on about the, I don't know, 10-yard line or what, and we came up with a touchdown.
It's a beautiful
How
play.
Can you play football in this league, in this day and age, and when you get into the red zone, and you don't try to go and score 6 points? It's unbelievable.
And hey, I will say this, and let's go to take our break.
You know,
and we'll
you're
get
fine, Kazi. Well, here, Hamp and OB to start the show, sponsored by the Patrick Dealer Group, also sponsored by Martin Chevy. The Bears, go ahead. What are you going to say, Kaz?
Well, I was going to say, and, you know, as much as I got on no show, Jeffrey, in those moments, in the red zone, those are, if there's one thing that kid can do, he can win a jump ball. So,
yes.
You know, if you're going to throw it in the end zone, throw it to number 17, throw it high, and let him have a jump ball scenario because he can win those. He can't do much else, but he can do those things and win them for you. Take shots with him.
Speaking about that, two lousy football teams, but guess what? Who had the better receivers? We did. Who had the better offensive line? We did. Who had the
better
running back?
We did.
We did. They had the better quarterback. We didn't go after their better quarterback.
T.Y. Hilton had a big day, too.
That's all they had.
Yeah, okay. 10 catches, 171 yards. Hey, 312-981-7200. You want to jump in? 312-981-7200. With you till 6 o'clock. Bears lose to the Colts 29-23. They are 1-4 on the year with Jacksonville coming to Soldier Field next Sunday at noon.
The team that beat Indy a week ago.
That's right. It's another team the Bears can beat. It's a brutal loss today, and there's just no way around it.
You know what, Mark, and I just want to repeat what I just said again. Just look at what we had offensively. Those two teams are not good teams, but we had the better line, the better receivers, and Hoyer's been showing up, and he's been playing.
10 penalties for 80 yards killed the Bears today.
What did they have?
Yeah, can't do that.
They had the
dumb football.
They've got one of the worst, if not the worst, offensive line in the game. They have no receivers. They have one player, Andrew Luck. And you don't go after him? Tell me I'm wrong, folks.
I'm not telling you you're wrong, OB. Hey, look, learn how real Chicagoans live the day-to-day struggles and successes with health, fitness, and food. Watch Living Healthy Chicago Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on WGN-TV. Quick timeout at 7:20, WGN.